Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. Well done in praying. I like a praying church, right? This is good. I was actually going to start off that way this morning, so perfect. I was thinking about just everything that's going on in not just England, but in our world today, and it's always wonderful to get together and pray for His kingdom to come. I'm not used to speaking at, it's 6:30 in the morning now in Canada. I arrived back on Tuesday from my Christmas vacation, and so it is, leading worship at 5:30 a.m. is a bit of a stretch. I don't know about you, but the older I get, I seem to struggle more with jet lag. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. So I think by now I should be awake. It's almost noon, so it's all good. It's good to see you all. I'm assuming that everyone had a wonderful time with family and friends over the Christmas break. Did anyone not get a break? Good. I'm glad we all did. This morning, I've had on my heart, of course, this is the first time I've seen you. We're now the second Sunday, I believe, or is it the third Sunday? Second Sunday into January. And I really, I have a message on my heart that I feel is from the Lord for us this morning. But I'm aware that I didn't even remember this, but I think that this was the message from last January, but not from me. So I'm aware that this might be a repeat, but it's not a repeat from me. I feel that the Lord wants us to be reminded as we go into 2020 of some things this morning. So I've entitled it, In Him I Live. And of course, from the scripture in Acts, where in Him we live and move and have our being. And so Becky's going to come on up first and read our scripture this morning. She's going to do a little bit of a Lectio Divina with us. She'll have you close your eyes. No one's allowed to fall asleep. Okay? She'll read the scripture and she'll explain and we'll go from there. Okay? Thanks.
Great. So the scripture is from John 15, verses 1 to 11. So we're going to read it through twice. The first time, if you'd like to close your eyes, what I want you to do is just to listen out for the word or the phrase that stands out to you from this reading. And then we'll read it again. But first time, everyone close your eyes and just listen out for the word or phrase that stands out to you. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have remained in my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Okay, if you'd like to open your eyes, and I'll read it again. This time it's going to be up on the screen so you can follow it through as well. Same thing, just listen out for that verse or word that stands out. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
Thank you, Becky. I am the vine, you are the branches. Okay, so what were some of the words or phrases that stood out to you? Wow, remain in me, okay. Remain. Okay, apart from me, you can do nothing. You are already clean. Yes. But doesn't bear fruit. He prunes. Somewhere over here. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I am the vine, you are the branches. Okay, yes. Bearing fruit. I like how John started this morning asking us if we were fruity this morning. That was nice. Got a visual. I kind of saw myself as a banana. Anyways. Okay, over this side, anyone else? Other words or phrases? Remain in my love. Okay, so this is a very familiar passage to us, right? So I brought, of course, I had to bring a few a few things. So what is our responsibility as a branch? Our responsibility as a branch, okay, is to do what? To stay connected, right? Okay, so what happens if we're not connected? We die, right? And it says it'll be burned and, you know, it's not very nice. This is a very wet piece of wood that I found outside this morning. So do you think that if we tried really hard, we could get this branch to bear fruit? Even if we all prayed together? No? I don't think so either. So even if we tried to tape some apples or something onto this, I don't think it would be bearing fruit. It is pretty much dead. There's dead pieces falling off, not to mention the moss that's on it. Okay, so it is apart from the tree. It is apart from the actual part that is living, and it has died. It has fallen away. So when we stay connected, okay, so we're the branch, okay, and he's the vine, okay, and we're grafted in, we're connected. Yeah, we're grafted in. I like that. We're grafted in. Okay, and our responsibility isn't to do what? Yeah, it's not the fruit part. Our responsibility is to stay connected. Okay, I'd also like to suggest, so I have some treats for us here. So Becky, if you can take one and pass them along. These are grapes, okay? We're not taking communion with grapes, don't worry. Okay, so I'll give you one and we'll pass them along. Okay, everybody that wants a grape, you don't have to eat it, but if you want one, please take one down and pass it along. We're not forcing anyone to eat grapes. Okay, this is something that I've been learning. I've been looking at this passage since about October. Some of you might have read a little piece of it in my newsletter. But I've been trying to, as God's disciple, okay, because we are all disciples, we get together on Sunday to encourage one another, to bless one another, to encourage and bless the Lord, you know, and he encourages us. But I've been asking the question, as his disciple, what is my responsibility, Lord, to bear fruit? And more, I'm realizing that it's that I don't have to do too much, except for stay connected. Okay? And the other thing that I'm realizing is that in that, there's a surrender. How's the grapes? I bought them yesterday at Waitrose. Very, They should be very good grapes. Okay, so the piece of fruit that you're eating, why did I give us, you can eat it if you haven't eaten it yet. Why did I give us a piece of fruit? Because I believe, like, when we're connected to the vine, okay, there's nutrients, there's things that we are given from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit each and every day that we need to enable us to bear fruit. Okay, so even in a grape, like if you were to look at the nutrients in a grape, I don't know much about grapes, but I do know we can get some, you know, magnesium, there's zinc, I don't know, other vitamins that you can get from eating grapes. Okay, but the fruit itself doesn't do anything. It's the branch that's connected to the source that gains the nutrients. And so as a disciple, I've been going, okay, Lord, I am somebody that wants to live your kingdom, things that we've been talking about, even John's announcement today, you know, who wants to bear fruit in the community? But my personality, I go, okay, I'm going to just go and bear fruit. And then I go, oh, forgot about the vine. It's almost like I detach myself, like I get my fix, you know, you have your quiet time with Jesus in the morning. And then I, like, separate myself and run over here, and I start getting busy doing a whole bunch of things. And often I think that bearing fruit is doing stuff, whatever that stuff is, right? Sometimes we could think, oh, you know, feeding the poor or, you know, and we think this is the fruit always, which it can be fruit. But often I feel like I detach myself from the vine, kind of go do my own thing in my own strength. And then I go, oh my goodness, I'm tired. So most of you know that I'm taking my sabbatical in March. I'm taking a sabbatical this year after 27 years of ministry. Realizing that in the Bible every 7 years we're to take a sabbatical. But anyways, that's another issue. And I'm like, Lord, I am tired. And there has to be a different way of doing this. This meaning this Christian life. How are we to keep going? How many are tired today? You know, some of them might be tired because you didn't get enough sleep. Some of us might be tired because you might be like me and we keep detaching from the vine and going and doing a bunch of things in our own strength. And we do more than we are probably supposed to be doing each day. And then we come back and we go, oh yeah, Lord, yeah, I need some help here. Please encourage me or strengthen me. And so my question to the Lord has been, how do I remain connected? Because that is my responsibility. And the other responsibility is surrender. So the branch is connected to the vine. And whatever the vine is giving the branch, there's a surrendering. And there's this flow of nutrients, of flow of what's needed. And eventually, when it's watered, when it's gotten sunlight, when there's certain nutrients that have been passed back and forth, eventually we see fruit. Huh. Staying connected. So I started practicing something, and this is really going to be my practice for the year. I thought I would share it with you, where I visualize myself connected with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So even when I had this first picture up, so Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and of course me in the middle, but you guys are also in the middle too. I want us to, we're not there alone, right? It's also we are in the fellowship of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And so I started visualizing myself in the midst of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I felt that he was leading me to eat something as I'm visualizing being in the presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so whether it be a piece of chocolate or a grape or whatever it is, right? Whatever it'll be that for that day. And then even drinking something, you know, the he is the living water. He's the one that quenches our thirst, or, you know, drinking something, you know, a glass of water, a cup of coffee, you know. But But the practice of remembering that we are connected and that I'm just there to eat, to drink from who he is. It doesn't take much on my part. I'm there. I'm present with him. He is present with me. And I eat. And I'm reminded, even by the physical act, that in that he is nourishing me. He's there to give me something, you know, as I'm there to be with him. And so that's one of the things that I've been practicing, because I'm convinced that we as a people, our first call is to abide, to stay connected, because we are a people of presence. We've always been a people of presence. Okay, so just some little funny pictures here. You can't see that, but Adam and Eve are off to the right. They're kind of naked. Okay, but a people of presence, a people who have always been connected to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as we walk through Scripture, the whole thing is presence, the presence, being with, being connected to. The presence. So you know, Moses, you know, you remember his prayer again. Without your presence, we can't go up from here. The Israelites, without your presence, Lord, we're not going to go. We want your presence. And remember, they were separated. And then, of course, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Well, I guess the red didn't work very well, but the glory filled the tabernacle. Again, it's presence. It's about God being present with his people. We've always been a people that are called to abide and be connected. As the Trinity is connected to one another, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as they are present to one another and connected with one another, so are we to be connected with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and with one another. So I love this. The fruit is not the result of effort, but of connection. Oh, that should make us all go like that. Phew, right? I don't know, but for me, phew, because I felt like, oh man, I need to save this. I need to do that. I need to save the world. You know, it's that superhero Christian again. And really, it's like the sheep and the shepherd. I like that you prayed that this morning. The shepherd, what does the sheep do? It eats. It sleeps. It wanders around, it goes to the bathroom, it sleeps, you know. Makes a mess. But it's not doing anything. It's the shepherd that guides. It's the shepherd that leads. It's like, I want us to, you know, I don't know, like, if I can say anything this morning, it's like, that we wouldn't feel guilty for being a branch. Or a sheep. And be like, no, but I want to be the shepherd. Yeah, but we're not the shepherd, we're the sheep. Or, you know, to change metaphors, right? We're not the vine, we're the branch. And we're not the gardener. We're just the branch that's grafted in. So what makes us, I'm going to ask you a question, what makes us different? So here we are, we're sitting in church. What makes us, as the people of God, different from other people? Nutrients that we get. Presence. We do believe. And what happens is we are carriers of his presence. Okay, now wait. So if I was to say to you, I'll give you £1 million. Okay, not that I have £1 million, but if I did. Okay, if I said, here's a ring. Okay, now I want you to keep this ring for the whole week safe. In your pocket. Okay? Keep it safe in your pocket the whole week, and I'll give you £1 million. How many would want to try this? Okay, good. Now, but what if I said, but if you lose the ring, you owe me £1 million? Okay? How many would still take it on? Most of us, right? Okay, now, here's my ring. I'm putting it in my pocket. Now, what am I going to be doing all week? Am I going to be aware of the ring? I'm going to be very aware of the ring all week long. Okay, can't lose this, can't lose this, can't lose this, not going to lose this. Look what I got. I got a ring. I got the ring. I got the ring. Okay, now, as his people, I don't know about you, but there's some weeks where I go through the entire week and I'm like, oh, right, I'm carrying his presence. But if I was going to get $1 million, I'd be very aware of the ring at all times. At all times. Right? So if you can come up and join me. So this is, you know, this is presence. God's presence. And often, like, we're just doing our own thing and, you know, right? And there's not an awareness. Oh, hi. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you're with me. Thanks. Yeah, and then we just go on and, you know, thank you, you can sit down. Yeah, but, right? Am I talking to the choir? Preaching to the choir. I think this, there's what's called a practice that helps us to remember, first of all, who we are and that we are carriers of his presence. Okay. Now, there's an old hymn. I don't know if you know this old hymn called Moment by Moment. I'm going to read the words to you. Let's see if I am needing glasses. So, okay. So, dying with Jesus by death reckoned mine, living with Jesus, a new life divine. Looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Moment by moment, I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment, I've life from above. Looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Moment by moment. Moment by moment. Throughout the week. Moment by moment, oh, I'm connecting in. Lord, thank you for the nutrients that you give me as I connect in. Thank you that you know what I need today, even when I don't know what I need. So it's not just about having a quiet time and running away and doing our own thing, but it's as Brother Andrew, which we talked about in October, is the practicing of the presence of God. In our lives, when we're doing just the ordinary thing, you know, driving the car or doing dishes or making your bed, or it's the moment by moment, moment by moment moments, right? And the end of this verse, I find it very interesting. Oh, wrong one. That's the end of the verse. But I love this part because over the years, I've struggled a lot with joy. And I've known since I was a kid growing up that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And, you know, we quote all these verses that we know deep down. And I've struggled a lot with joy. And I've been asking the Lord, Lord, how do I get my joy restored? And I love this. I've told you this so that my joy might be in you, may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Maybe complete. I don't know if you're like me this morning where you're like, you know, I feel like in some ways I've lost a joy, you know, and sometimes I don't know if I've lost the joy because I was out doing too many things in my own strength and it's not a bad thing, like, or maybe I wasn't staying connected when I could have been connected, but I don't feel like it's supposed to be a down thing, like I'm, you know, but it's more of what he's inviting us into and what's available every day. And sometimes I just ignore it but so think of the context of this verse. So they were just in the upper room with Jesus. You know, we've got that picture of the Last Supper and Judas had left and they had just left the upper room. And at some point he starts saying these verses to his disciples. I am the true vine, and you are the branches. So you can imagine the intimacy, the time of connection that they had as they sat around the table together. They shared in the Lord's Supper. They ate food. You know, they were listening to Jesus. They were enjoying each other. And then right from there, he goes into the garden of Gethsemane and has to sweat blood and pray alone, and his friends are sleeping. And so this is the context of before that, Jesus says to them, remain in me as I also remain in you. Now, this is very interesting because he repeats himself several times here. Did you notice? No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. And then he says, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And then he says again, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. What's that? Christmas? Christmas tree. Yeah, most of our Christmas trees look like this right now. For sure. Dead, right? And so as I'm here in Petersfield with you, my friends, I'm going, how can we live a life sustained by the true vine himself this year? And I think that's what we're called to encourage one another into, is, hey, striving. No, you just need to stay connected. Just stay connected. What does that look like? I don't know. What is he leading you into? For me, it's visualizing being with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and eating and drinking something. That's something, because it's so physical and tangible, it helps me to remember, in him I live and move and have my being. In him we live and move and have our being. And the fruit takes care of itself. So I love it. Surrender to the gardener, to the one that is the true vine. Obedience. Really, that's our only responsibility. Wow. That makes me feel a little bit more or less tired already. I don't know about you, but, you know, you start running around. Lord, I want to do something for you. And he's like, no. You can do something with me when I say it's time. Because anyone can go do good works. But not everyone bears fruit. And this is the other thing that I'm wondering about as well. Because often, like I said, bearing fruit, we often think is something that we go do, like feeding the poor or doing something, you know, which it is. But he's also talking about our character. I want to be someone that has fruit in my life. Gentle, loving, kind. Because apart from him, we can truly do nothing. And that's what it is to be in him and him in us. And he grows us up. We stop drinking milk. We start eating meat. It doesn't mean studying more theology. But it means abiding. And this is my message to myself every day. And it will be for 2020. But I need to be that really big banana that saves the world. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Everyone can take a deep breath now. It's not up to us to save the world. He already did. We just take those steps daily of surrender. Lord, I surrender this area of my life. You know, maybe I was dishonest last week about something. Just the daily stuff that he... you need a shot of a vitamin today, Leah. He's so gentle, isn't he? And kind. He just gives us the invitation to show up. Okay, so it's almost time. Stepping on my dead branch here. It's interesting, too. He's talking further on in the passage about loving one another. Because, again, we're not grafted in by ourselves, but we're grafted in together. Loving one another. And again, I love this. At the very last, he says, again, there's something about joy. Where is it? Oh, no, that's not in that scripture. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. So staying connected and really understanding we're people of his presence. We are carriers of his presence. And that's where the joy is. The joy isn't in what I do. The joy is in who I know and who I'm with. And I'm on the journey of joy this year. So for those of you that want to join me, I have a practice for you. Choose something, okay? This is your homework in a good way. Choose something that you do in ordinary life, anything that you do day to day. Make your bed, wash your dishes, whatever. If you walk your dog every day, it could be anything. And practice saying every time you do it, in him I live and move and have my being. And you could even change it to the we so that we're reminded that we're connected to one another. In him we live and move and have our being. And I love this because in even me brushing my teeth or making my bed, God is so present to us. We just don't always notice that he is present to us. So may we continue to be a people of presence in 2020, a people that are actually truly filled with the joy of the Lord because he is truly our strength, not because I'm doing things in my own strength. And may we be a people that are present to one another this year as his people. Isn't he amazing? Lord, I thank you that you are so present to each of us. And there's such an invitation. It's not a, you should have done better, Leah, but it's an invitation to just to come and to be a branch. Would you help us to be branches this year, Lord, so that truly we can be people that bear the fruit that John's talking about, that we would be people that are growing in our character, Jesus, growing to be more like you and loving like you and being kind like you and being humble like you. And the areas where we fall short or even possibly sin, Lord, would you be quick as our gardener to say, you might want to look at this. Let's look at this together. So, Lord, I pray for the joy of the Lord for my friends. I pray for being a people of presence, that we would truly remember that it is in you that we live and move and have our being, and only in you. May we stay connected, and may we help one another to stay connected this year. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving me, and thank you so much for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.